Sweet Tea, Black Gay Men of the South, An Oral History by E. Patrick Johnson. Introduction. The South, like all regions of the country, is a site of contradictions. The central role once played there by America's peculiar institution, however, perhaps makes its social and cultural inner workings more complex. Race relations in the South are literally the stuff television shows, movies, and novels are made of, and they have directly affected the lives of most of its inhabitants. The region's long history of grotesque racial violence, slavery, lynching, cross-burnings, etc., is etched in the American imagination, laid bare like a freshly laundered sheet hung out to dry on a clothesline, a sheet that, after sundown, might glow blood orange before a torched home, car, or body. Yes, these images of insidious race hatred pervade the physical landscape and cultural backdrop of the land of Dixie. But for every yin, there is a yang. Complementing the tortured past of the South is the gentility, civility, and general good manners of the folk. The right to coexist as neighbors across racial and class lines has been hard won on the very soil that was once taken from indigenous Americans and tilled by enslaved Americans. The past haunts the air, but one does not choke on the stench of flesh as before. The scent of magnolia is not spoiled by ashen bodies, but rather broken by the savory scent of collards, cornbread, and cobbler. Also wafting past most visitors are the local colloquialisms and diphthongs that can try the patience of the untrained ear.